Early Edition continues on Sports Radio 610 with Tom Tynan and me, Charlie Moger, and Mark Jones from Mueller on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
I got a question from Lori. She wrote into us this morning, and she says she's building a living space inside a metal building. That's her plan. And she wants to know, once she builds the metal building, what are the layers on the inside she's going to have to deal with going from the metal building to the finished sheetrock that she's living inside of?
Well, for the building itself, you'll have your 26-gauge wall panels with a 3-inch vinyl-reinforced insulation between it and the wall girt, which we supply.
Mm-hmm.
Then from the wall girt in, you will have typical stick frame, wood frame construction.
So it's really a box inside a box is what she's building.
It is.
All right.
And so inside her wood frame, her 2x4s or 2x6s, she will use the same bat insulation that she would use if she's doing a brick home or a frame home.
Let's take a step back on this for a second and say, you're building this metal building. What if she knows she's going to do that inside of it, what should she take into account before she has Mueller build that building?
Well before we build it and well before we quote it, we want to understand all the project requirements. And a living space is a project type. So if we're quoting a building as a living space, there are several things we're going to do different than if we're building a barn or a strip center or an airplane hangar.
Such as
we try to limit the depth of the columns of the building, and we also will typically use a straight column instead of a tapered. It's much easier to finish around on the inside. We'll typically do flush wall girts, which again will save 8 to 10 inches of floor space. Again, it's easier to finish out. Of course, we need the location. We need to determine the wind load and work with her on that. The next thing for a house project are framed openings. Typically, a house will have a multitude more framed openings than a typical steel building, because then that affects how we brace the building and where we can put bracing.
You've done a few of these.
We have done a bunch.
Okay. And
very, very popular construction method right now.
This is that kind of barn dominium thing.
Exactly.
All right. And if you want to learn more about how Mueller does that, you can visit our website at homeshowradio.com. Look for the Mueller button right on the homepage. It'll take you to their page. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for helping us out this morning.
Okay. And thank you to Lori.